Scripture reading.
今日讀經經文是
It's taken from Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 to 22.
是來自啟示錄三章十四至二十二節。
We'll first read this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我們有首先是一起用英文讀，然後之後再一起用廣東話讀。
Let us all rise to read God's word.
我們請起來。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the Lord in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot, but that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth, for you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen. And salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne. As I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
启示录三章十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者，说：那为亚门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所痛爱的，就要责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同一坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Please be seated.
神祝福听佢同埋读佢嘅人话语嘅人请坐。
Title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: Are you zealous or lukewarm?
今日程牧师为我哋讲解嘅信息系：你是热心还是不冷不热？
Good morning. It's good to see you all. You know, it's when you get a steady glance of people via Zoom only, it's wears on you a bit, even though it's only a temporary time.
好高兴再次见到大家，我哋翻嚟一齐崇拜，咁亦都有朋友仍然喺 Zoom 上边，咁希望你再次见到大家。
I'm going to take a bit of a different approach to this text this morning.
咁我今日所睇嘅经文，我想用另一个方向去睇。
First, I'd like to introduce a question to you that I found in a Tim Keller sermon And he uses a particular resource that I'll be using as well.
首先我想问一个问题，这个问题来自救主堂的 Tim Keller 牧师，他在他的讲道上也有这样用。
He discovered a source that answers a particular question, why did Christianity win over the Roman Empire?
他找到的资料就是说他回答一个问题，就是当时为什么基督教在罗马的政府的时期是盛行。
And the source that Tim Keller refers to, and which I'll be referring to here, is a series of books written around 1937 or so by a Yale professor, history professor. His name was Dr. Kenneth Latourette.
咁嗰个资料嘅来源咧，嚟自1930几年一个耶鲁大学嘅教授，咁系呢个教授所写嘅一系列嘅书籍。
And he helps us, he takes it from a historian's perspective. He helps us in understanding why. Because it is really remarkable of what happened. Because the Roman Empire was very powerful. Christianity had a bunch of common people, a handful only.
咁啊，呢个耶鲁大学嘅教授，佢用一个历史学家嘅角度去解释，去睇下点解。当时罗马政府基督徒佢哋唔系好多人，但系佢哋会喺罗马嘅地方系广传。
But you don't have to be a historian to know that Christianity became the dominant religion and the dominant way to living, and the Roman Empire crumbled.
咁当时基督教盛行，基督教传开去，而呢个罗马政府亦都崩溃。
And so Dr. Kenneth Latourette does a great job in trying to explain that from an historian's standpoint.
这个教授呢还有一个历史学家的角度去解释。
And by the way, if you want to look at the source, you can, for a pretty cheap price, $3.50, you can go to the Cambridge University Library website, put in your debit card or credit card, and for $3.50, you can read it yourself.
如果你有兴趣想看一下资料的话呢，其实你可以去剑桥大学的出版社，你给3.5在网上就可以看到的了。
So why? Amongst all the religions, all the philosophies, because again, it was in the Greco-Roman Empire, it was a pluralistic society, just like today. Why? Why Christianity? Why did Christianity win?
咁当时嘅罗马帝国，佢哋一个多神主义嘅国家，咁但系点解基督教系一枝独秀系成全呢？
Because as you and I know, and again, it's really common knowledge.If you just study a little bit of world history, Christianity was opposed in a very serious and persecuting way.
咁同埋当时嘅基督徒咧，佢哋都面对好多嘅逼迫。
It started from an obscure Jewish sect, right? A faction with no influential people or backing.No influential people are backing in any powerful places.
在当时基督教怎样传开，起初只不过是犹太教徒他里面其中一个很少部分的人，他们并没有一些很有权势的人去撑腰或者是帮助他们。
And this movement, Christianity, was able to outlive and survive the complete destruction of a government and civilization.
而这个基督教呢并没有在这个历史里面去消灭，并且是继续去流传下来。
And I have this all on slide 6. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. On slide 6, I had to, if you know anything about preparing for talks or messages or sermons in this case, it always evolves, right? So it's constantly changing. So,I have to get the slides out to the people who help, and thank you for the people who help putting together the slides and things, but, things change, right, even in 24 hours.
咁要预备呢个讲道呢，就需要有时间，嗰啲 slide 会转下次序。
So, Professor Latourette goes on and says, over the years, historians wrestle with this question,
咁、这个拉图教授佢 在过去这么多年，很多人都要去尝试去回答这个问题。
And he gives basically four answers, and I'm only going to cover three of them today. But four answers he gives on why historians said there was a huge expansion of Christianity.
咁佢提到有四个嘅答案去解释点解基督教喺当时能够去广传。咁我今日只系提到三样。
And what's really fascinating is this professor says there's an answer underneath the answers. He's a secular person.There's an answer underneath the answers given by historians.
咁佢话即系呢啲历史学家俾嘅答案，其实下边仲有一个更深层嘅答案。
And by the way, because Christians are called to proclaim Christ, you ought to be sharing this with your inquiring friends and family members and neighbors, right? Because again, this gives really evidence of the rise of Christianity and its influence today.
咁我哋作为基督徒，我哋应该要去传福音嘅时候，我哋都要去好好认识一下。当人哋问我哋点解当时嘅基督教能够广传落嚟，我哋都可以有一个答案。
So the first answer, as you saw on slide 6, is that the Roman civilization was crumbling because there was a loss of absolute truth.
第一个答案就系话，点解罗马政府会去崩溃，就系因为一个冇当时冇一个绝对嘅真理。
And Christianity provided it, provided that void.
而基督教是给了一个绝对的真理的答案给他们。
Okay, so everybody with me, that's the first answer that historians came up with.
这个就是历史学家所找出来的第一个答案。
And most of you who from a traditional culture really understand this, right?
我们是来自传统的文化的背景的时候，我们应该可以明白。
Because in most cultures, you're raised in a culture, you're taught a certain philosophy or religion and a set of values, you don't question it. It's your life.
因为我们由这个传统的文化所教授所长大的时候，人家会将一套东西去教给我们，并且我们不会去质疑这一套的说法。
You know, everyone around you believes it. And you know,As a child, you're raised by parents or your guardians, and you know what they think and what they say goes, right?
咁你周围嘅人都同样系相信嗰同一套嘅说法，咁你唔会去质疑佢哋，并且即系你父母点样带大你，点样教导你哋嘅时候咧，你都系咁样听。
And so, do you understand the mindset? Then the mindset would be, this is just the way it is. You know, I brought up this way. It's where I was. You know, in that part of the world.
我哋嘅心态就系咁样啦，哇！这个就是人家教我这样，我就是这样，这个世界就是这样。
And as you very well know, as traditional culture types, right? In many places in the world, people are raised having an understanding of right and wrong in that way.
并且在世界其他的角落，其他的地方，他们一路长大以来的时候，他们都认识到他们人家所讲的对与错是怎样。
And there are great benefits of that for a society.
对于一个社会是一个益处的。
Right, that understanding of an absolute truth.
要去明白一个真绝对的真理。
It brings great stability to a society, right?
咁对于一个社会有一个稳定。
But what happened in Rome? And it's by the way, this was the first time in recorded history that this happened.
咁喺罗马又系点样咧？吓喺历史里边第一次嘅出现咁嘅情况。
And by the way, if you can't connect the dots, I'll connect it for you. It's happening today.This is happening today.
并且今日也是这样发生。
There was a universal state that united all kinds of cultures under one government.
在一个国家里面有不同的人，有来自不同的国家的人。
And cultures that had always stayed away from each other are now suddenly put together. They gotta make it together in a city, right? Your neighbors are not like you. Together.
以前的不同的文化，他们会是分开一起分开居住，互不相干。但今天他们将不同的文化去走在一起，不同的人来自不同的背景走在一起的时候，
right, cultures that had always stayed away from each other, right, kept your distances, were now suddenly up against one another, right, together, shoulder to shoulder.
突然间他们就可以一起住一起在一个城市里面。
And they were intermingling.Just like they intermingled today in New York City, right? In the city back then.
当时的罗马政府就好像今天的纽约那样，有不同的文化的人去一起住在一起。
And if you're from a traditional culture, you've been taught this is right, this is wrong. And when it comes to sexuality, ethics, integrity, use of money, wealth, the guardian or your parents, the people all around you thought the same thing, right?
咁由我哋一路细个一路长大，我哋嘅父母教导我哋乜嘢系啱，乜嘢系错，点样去睇性，点样去睇金钱，点样睇权力，有一套嘅睇法。
And you were taught that this is the way to live when it comes to these ethical things.
咁有人会教导你啲伦理，呢、这个就系咁样，系应该系正确，呢、这个系唔正确。
And you've been taught that, and everybody else around you believes that. It's common.
并且同你一起长大话咧，同你一起住嘅人，佢哋都系相信同一套嘅伦理。
Unity of understanding，
你哋有一个认知。
And there's stability in the society，
而喺呢个社会上面有一个稳定。
So when you're suddenly thrown in with people who are radically different than you, different views from different cultures, different socioeconomic backgrounds, suddenly everything tossed up in the air。
咁当你突然间去你周围嘅人都有唔同嘅睇法，佢唔同嘅认知，对于呢个社会有唔同嘅睇法嘅时候咧，你突然间好失控啦。
That happens even now, today, in big, huge cities.
今日呢样嘢亦都喺大城市里边系不断发生紧。
And for the first time in the history of the world, it happened in the Roman cities, in the Greco-Roman world.
而第一次系咁样发生就喺当时罗马嘅地方。
And when you come into a city where there's a marketplace, right? Commerce, trade, where everybody says, this is right, this is right, this is right, that is right, right?
而在一个城市里面，可能你这个市场去买做买卖的时候，他说这个是这样对，这样是对，这样是对。
For the first time in your life, you have to think about a worldview.Yourself.
而你在生命里面第一次你要自己去想一下这个世界观应该是怎样。
And you can even see that today. With all the cacophony of ideas in a place like here, New York City, you got to make sense of it. You, your family, your friends.
而今日你、你嘅家人或者你嘅朋友喺呢个住喺呢个纽约市嘅时候，你都面对一个问题，你要去谂下究竟有唔同嘅睇法嘅时候，你跟随边一个
？If you're from a small town, small community, small village, everybody around you believes the same thing.
如果你系嚟自一个小镇或者一个乡村嘅时候，嗰度嘅人佢哋谂嘅谂法都系一样。
You're just taught a certain way. You don't have to think.
你系被教导系。有一套嘅睇法，你唔需要去思考，唔需要去谂。
That's just the way it is in life.
你嘅生命就应该系咁样。
But you're not there now. You live in New York City. You're not there in a small village anymore.
但系你而家已经唔再系嗰个喺嗰个小镇里边，你住喺纽约市呢个大城市嘅里边。
Everybody has different views.
每一个人都有不同的看法。
You have to think. You have to think for yourself.
你自己就要去思考。
You suddenly say, what's right? What isn't right? What's wrong?
你要想想究竟什么是对什么是错的呢
And that was what was happening in a Roman, Greco-Roman world back then. There was a loss of an idea of morality, of truth.
当时的罗马政府就是罗马嘅地方，嗰啲人就系突然间好似冇咗一个道德上嘅标准，乜嘢系一个真理
？And you know what was the result? And you know this by experience today, living in New York City. You know what the result was?
个结果系乜嘢咧
？People were not very nice to each other.
啲人咧就对彼此咧就唔再系友善啦。
Crime was on the increase.Just like today.
犯罪率不断的上升好像今天一样。
Families were broken down. That's why the educational system doesn't work.
家庭也都开始破碎并且这个教育制度也都是不能够是帮助。
People had difficulty getting along with one another.
啲人唔能够彼此嘅好好嘅一齐去居住。
And so everybody was asking themselves, how are we going to get people to live a decent life again? How are we going to do that? How are we going to bring stability to society? Everybody's at each other's throats. How are we going to do that?
啲人就开始问点解点样可以大家一齐嘅和平去生活，系有好好嘅安居乐业咧
？What is truth？
乜嘢系真理
？Just like today, that's what happened in the Greco-Roman world.
喺罗马嘅地方所发生嘅，今日亦都喺呢度发生紧。
And Christianity historians say came up with this is the truth.
而历史学家就话基督教咧提出一个真理出嚟。
And the historians, who again, that's part of their job, right? Try to piece together what happened in the past, right? The historians said people were so starved for some type of truth and stability for society that everybody flocked to the truth.
而呢啲历史学家话，当时嘅人去渴求一个真理，而当一个真理系绝对嘅真理提出嚟嘅时候咧。他们都去蜂拥而上，去要拥护这个真理。
But this Yale professor, Latourette, says something very astutely. He says, there's a problem with that answer.
但这个拉图教授他提出一件事说，这个答案好像有点问题。
Because it doesn't address the fact that why, amongst all the religions, all the philosophies that say they had the truth, why was it Christianity?Who's being persecuted? Why? Christianity overcame the Roman Empire. Why wasn't something else?
他提出的质疑就是说，其实每一个宗教都说他自己有绝对的真理，但是为什么单单是基督教是能够去广传，要去能够去传扬出去呢？
Again, this is world history. You can look it up yourself. Christianity was one of the most, was the one that most people decided really was the truth back then.
你要睇下，小心去睇下嘅时候，你留意到就系当时基督教咧系最啲人系去拥护佢，去相信佢。
And Latourette says that's an interesting circle answer, but doesn't really get at what must have happened.
但系拉图教授就话佢唔明究竟点解会咁样。
All the religions were saying this is the truth. They flocked to the truth, but why Christianity? Why did Christianity win?
所有嘅宗教都话佢哋有真理，但系点解以净系基督教系传流落嚟，并且系得胜咧
？So for $3.50, you could read about that. But here's the second conclusion that the historian said historically.
咁另一个答案历史学家提出嚟嘅就系咁样。
Again, this is on slide 8 now. Why did Christianity win? Which is really remarkable, right? You don't have to be a student of world history to know this is remarkable, right?
呢个系好特别嘅。点解基督教咧喺能够胜出嚟咧
？Why did Christianity win in the Roman Empire? Well, the second answer is it was inclusive.
呢个第二个答案就系话佢嘅包容性，基督教嘅包容性。
That's a historical fact. It was inclusive. It welcomed everyone.
因为基督教喺当时系都系去欢迎每一个人，每一种人。
And Latourette says historians have noted something very interesting.
Latourette 教授话历史学家去发现一样好有趣嘅嘢。
And you know this as a fellow human being, right? Most philosophies are for the educated, right? And the poor or the common person couldn't really understand it.
好多时咧，这个哲学咧都好似系俾一啲好有教育、受过教育嘅人去学习或者系去研读，而对于一啲穷嘅人、冇乜学识嘅人咧。他们都不是能够理解到哲学。
But as you very well know, Christianity was wonderfully simple. Simple enough for a 4 or 5-year-old or the poor who are uneducated. They can grasp it too.
但基督教是很容易明白，甚至乎是4岁、5岁或者是穷没受过教养的人，他们都能够去明白。
Yet at the same time, Christianity is so appealing to the intellectuals because it answered.A lot of life's difficult questions, these philosophical questions.
但同时间，基督教对于嗰啲好有学识嘅人咧，佢哋都能够接受到，因为基督教俾到佢哋一啲好难解答到嘅问题，有呢个答案。
So do you see one of the aspects of the inclusiveness? It included the educated and the uneducated, the rich and the poor.
所以佢嘅包容性就包括咗啊有受教育嘅同埋冇受教育嘅啊富有嘅贫穷嘅人。
This is also under inclusiveness. Letterette, Professor Letterette says historians have noted that the most religions were completely oriented toward males.
咁另一个讲到包容性嘅就系话咧，其实呢个拉图教授提出就系话，好多时呢啲哲学或者宗教咧，佢哋都系去提供俾男性佢哋去认识。
But historians like Pliny record, we have some of his stuff from antiquity, it records that from the earliest parts of Christian history, women were given ministry positions like deaconesses amongst the men.
但是有历史学家提出来在他们的历史的文献，他们看到就是说在当时的教会有女性是做执事的职位。
And Pliny, who was again was a I'm sorry, Pliny, who was a governor of Pithny in 1898, he says, and he quotes from Trajan, a Roman emperor, which again we have from antiquity discovered. We reference this, that there were deaconesses in the early church.
咁当时嘅呢个喺比提尼亚嗰个总督，咁佢喺佢啲留嘅写到一提到就係话当时嘅教会有女性做呢个执事嘅职位。
Sadly to say, the reference here, which, he wrote about Trajan was he was torturing them. They were trying to get them to recant from their faith, so they were torturing them and killing them.
因为当时的历史文献有提到这件事，就是因为当时的罗马的王图拉真这个王呢，其实是要 去逼迫他们，叫他们呢是否定基督教的。
But most other religions at that time ignored women. They excluded women. They weren't inclusive. It was all males.
很多的宗教在当时 的社会里面呢，他们都是不让女性去参与。
Right, even Judaism, womenWon't even let into the center court, right?
甚至乎犹太教，佢哋甚至乎唔会俾女人去进到呢个圣殿嘅中庭里边。
The men could enter the temple, the women had to stay outside.
男人亦都可以去进入去呢个殿嘅里边，但系女人咧要留喺出边。
But Christianity and its proven in history showed even women had ministry positions.
咁但系基督教喺历史嘅里边，俾我哋睇到，甚至乎女性可以有一个领导嘅地位喺基督教嘅里边，喺教会里边。
It's really you're missing out if you don't look this up. It's really, really remarkable.
呢个好特别、好令人诧异嘅事情。
Educated, uneducated, rich, poor, women, men, children, all welcomed, all inclusively welcomed in Christianity.
无论是你有没有受教育，你是富有或者是贫穷，你是男是女或者是儿童，基督教都去欢迎每一个人。
And of course, for our purposes here in this message, the reason I mention that is because, again, astutely, Dr. Letterette says, wait a minute, yes, that's true, but that doesn't really explain why Christianity was one.In the Roman Empire, over the Roman Empire.
但是拉图教授他仍然去提出就说，纵使这个是真的，但仍然不能够解释到为什么基督教在当时的罗马的管治之下，他们是能够广传。
Because that reason doesn't answer the question, why was the Christian truth? It was truth of inclusiveness. Why did it convince the people that this is the truth?
冇错，基督教提出一个真理，同埋佢包容所有嘅人，但系点解佢就能够去俾其他人睇到佢先系个真理
咧 ？Like why not the other religions or other philosophies? Why didn't they develop that too? Since they saw, hey, people flock to that.
咁点解其他嘅宗教、其他嘅哲学，佢哋唔能够有同样嘅待遇咧
？I just want to mention one more. Again, you can look this up, Cambridge University website.$3.50. It costs you a little bit.
咁我就会提出第三个答案。咁你其实你自己可以再一次系真系可以自己去睇，俾三个伴侣睇到。
But Rick says all the historians, as they analyzed all of this, realized that even though they had tons of religions and philosophies competing in a marketplace back then, Christians produced the most changed lives.
呢个教授话，纵使当时嘅社会上面有好多嘅唔同嘅宗教哲学，但系只有基督教系俾人睇到佢真系能够改变人嘅生命。
Let me just read you a quick quote from La Tourette. The experience of thoroughgoing moral and spiritual renewal was probably shared by only a minority of Christians. Enough of them had it, though, to give a tone for the Christian community.
咁对于生命一个好大嘅改变，喺道德上好大嘅改变，可能只系基督教佢里边嘅一小撮嘅人，但系已经足够俾呢个社会、呢个社区睇到基督教点样改变人。
In other words, the historians were saying thousands of Christians found power. So found some power to forsake evil and to live decent, respectable lives.
他说很多的基督徒去找到那个能力去使到他们去弃绝这个邪恶和罪，而是去过一个这个充实的生命。
And their neighbors saw it.
而这个邻居也都提到。
But La Tourette astutely says that's not enough really to explain things.
但是拉图教授说这个仍然不能够足够去解释那个现状。
They had the truth, right? They were so inclusive. We know that they were very balanced. They had changed lives.
他们有这个真理，他们能够包容其他人，他们在他的生命能够去有改变。
But as slide 10 will show you, La Tourette says, wait a minute, that doesn't get to the core reason.
但是他说还未能够去到那个最深层的原因。
Why did Christianity produce the most changed lives? Why?
为什么基督教能够使人都有一个最 大的生命的改变呢？
Why did Christianity convince people they had the truth?
为什么基督教能够说服人他们才是那个真理呢？
Well, he says all the answers too superficial, comes up with only one possible answer.
他说只有一个有可能的答案。
La Tourette writes, the more one examines into the various factors which seem to account for the extraordinary victory of Christianity, the more one is driven to search for a cause which underlines them. This is on slide 10. It's clear. At the very beginning of Christianity, there must have occurred a vast release of energy.
他说当一个人去真的去找这个最深层的答案的时候，就他更加能够清楚去看到在当时的早期的社会里面有一个突然间一个爆发的能量。
An energy that was unequaled in the history of the human race.
而这个能量是人类过往的历史里面是没有见到的。
Because without that reason, the future course of the faith is inexplicable.
而没有这个现状的时候，这个信仰的将来是不能够被解释。
Something happened to them who associated with this Jesus.
当这些人去跟这个耶稣基督是有联系的时候，有些特别的事情发生。
That burst of energy was ascribed by the early disciples.To the founder of their faith.
咁呢个能量系当时嘅门徒，佢哋形容系基于佢哋嗰个宗教信仰嗰个创始人。
And then La Tourette goes on and says, "Well, you know, historians, we can't go there. That's not our business. That's the religion department. We're in history."
咁呢历史学家就话：我哋唔能够去到嗰度去解释，因为呢个唔系我哋工作，呢个系。宗教的学者他们的工作，我们是历史学家。
Historians have to label it a release of energy, because that's what they observe.
而历史学家他说这件事是一个能量的释放，因为这个就是他们看到的。
My point is, this is remarkable stuff. This happened.
呢件事系好特别嘅，呢个系咁样发生。
He says every persecuted group of people that had ever been bound and exterminated, like the Christians, were. You know what their response was? Guerrilla warfare. You can look it up in world history.
咁过去当有啲人好似基督教咁经历过呢啲咁嘅逼迫嘅时候，好多时佢哋会变咗乜嘢咧？就系变咗系打呢个游击战，变咗游击队。
When people are beaten down, hounded, exterminated, right? It was illegal to be Christian under Trajan, the Roman emperor, right? The Roman governor. They, all the other people became embittered, and they said, "Vengeance! We're going to get guerrilla warfare out."
而呢啲人去面对罗马政府嘅逼迫，要去迫害佢哋、杀害佢哋嘅时候，佢哋好多时就去变咗要系苦读，要去报仇，要去报复。
By the way, you see that today in Northern Ireland and in the Middle East, you don't have to look too far to see it.
其实喺今日嘅北爱尔兰或者喺中东，你都系都有啲咁嘅嘢。
And he says, while the most persecuted minorities became violent guerrilla groups, in the Christian writings of the period in which they were exterminated, there's little or nothing of evidence of any type of bitterness or revenge.
唔似其他嘅宗教或者系少数嘅人，佢哋被受迫害嘅时候，佢哋会去反抗或者系打游击战。而基督教嘅里边就并冇任何嘅证据话呢啲基督徒会变得好似佢哋咁样变得苦毒要去寻仇。
Even when they were killing their friends and family systematically,
纵使呢啲政府系不断嘅去杀害佢哋嘅家人朋友
，All they said, as the writings show, how great it is to have the honor of dying for the one who died for us.
呢基督徒佢哋嘅回应就系话，能够为嗰位为我哋而死嘅而去死，系几咁荣耀。
We'll pray as our Savior prayed.
佢哋话我哋好似我哋嘅救主一样去祈祷。
Forgive them. They do not know what they are doing.
佢话求天父去饶恕佢哋，因为佢哋所做嘅佢哋不知道。
But Toretti, of course, says, I'm a historian. I have to record it in a way to explain it as a historian does. Best source of energy released by this founder of this Christian faith.
咁呢个拉头教授就系话，我只可以用话系一个能量嘅释放去形容呢件咁嘅事情，系源于呢个宗教嘅创始人就系呢个耶稣。
He says, I can't say it like Christians say it.It's because the resurrection of the Christ.
佢话我唔可以好似基督徒咁样讲话系源于耶稣基督嘅复活。
I can't say it was a miracle. That's not my job. I'm a historian. I'm a professor of history.
佢话我系一个历史学家，我唔可以话呢样嘢系一个奇迹神迹。
Well, I can tell you, because this is my job, is that it was unparalleled in the history of our human race. This explosion.Of energy.
我只可以同你讲话这个这样的能量的释放是人类的历史里面未出现过的。
That's what Revelation 3:19 is saying, that you have, you, Christian. Revelation 3:19 says you have this. You, Christian, have it today.
我哋刚才读过嘅启示录三章十九节就系咁样讲，佢话你基督徒，你今日系有呢样嘢。
If you've met this risen Jesus, you have this possession of energy.
佢话如果你系已经遇上耶稣基督嘅时候，今日你就有呢一个能量。
Romans 12:1 on slide 11 says this.
罗马书十二章一节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters.By the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
他说所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And what does Revelation 3:19 tell us?
启示录3:19节讲咗啲乜嘢咧？
As you'll see on the slide, if you guys don't mind, if you could slide up 3:19, Revelation, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous. That's the energy. Zealous and repent.
凡我所痛爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，就是那个能量，也要悔改。
I took this approach because I think if I went the other way, it would be lost. It wouldn't register in your brain today.
我今天用这个取向去讲这篇的道，是希望你能够记得。
Do you see Jesus' words in this text? There's nothing good he says about the Christians at Laodicea. Nothing. Nothing good. He says nothing good about them.
你有没有看到耶稣基督对于老底嘉教会的评价呢？他说老底嘉教会没有一样东西是好的。
It's the most severe denunciation of a church in the scriptures.
这个就是对圣经里面所提到的一个教会最差的评语。
And Laodicea is not just is similar to New York City. It's a commercial banking center.
老底嘉教会跟今天的纽约其实差不多是一个商业的社会。
Historians like Tacitus tell us it was a textile center too. It had this black wool that appealed to the region of the world that it was in, and people wanted it.
历史学家都说这个老底嘉的地方，这个城，他们也是一个成衣的中心，他们世界的人都来到这里。
Tacitus in Annals 14:27 tells us Laodicea refused government aid from the Roman government after the earthquake of AD 60.
也有人说这个老底嘉的地方，他拒绝罗马政府的资助。
It had a medical school. It had this eye salve called the Phrygian ointment.
他们也有一个医学院，他们也发明了一种眼的药膏。
But what was unique about the city was it had no local water supply.
有什么特别呢？这个城就是说他们没有自己的水源。
But historians, and you can see the ruins, if you go to that region of the world today, you'll see these fragments of stone aqueduct system that brought water from the hot springs of Hierapolis, about 6 miles away, into the city of Laodicea.
考古的人就发现，其实这个城有很多用石头做的引水道，他们从六里以外的地方，将这个温泉的水引入这个城里面。
But the problem was the water after 6 miles traveling is lukewarm.
这些温泉的水经过六里的路程，去到城已经是好像温水那样，冷热。
And it was very distasteful because it had some minerals in it.
而且不是很好喝，因为当中有些是矿物在里面。
So Jesus uses this metaphor, this analogy that was so apparent in the people's minds, right? Allowed to see because they knew it, because this is how they lived.
所以神就是用这个比喻去让当时的人去看到。
And Jesus says, you nauseate me.
耶稣说你令到我作呕。
I'm about to spit you out, vomit, when I see you.
当我看到你的时候，就要将你去吐出来。
That's pretty strong stuff, isn't it?
这个好像一个很强烈的字眼。
And so what elicits or evokes that type of gut reaction from Jesus?
这个是来自耶稣，他说你令到我反胃。
Lack of zeal.
是没有了这个热心。
Are you zealous or lukewarm for the Lord?
今天你是为主大发热心，还是不温不火呢？
That's what the Bible says.
这个就是圣经所说的。
You got to answer that one.
你要回答这个问题。
Are you zealous or lukewarm?
你是热心还是不冷不热呢？
Well, of course, zealous means wholeheartedness, right? Full throttle life that glorifies God.
我们要去全力去 使到神得到荣耀。
Just like Professor Lateretti described.
好似拉图教授所形容嘅。
Through his remarkable historical volumes.
咁经过通过佢嗰、那个啊历史学家嘅角度。
Yeah, this statement is not too popular. You don't hear much about Revelation 3 preached today.
我哋好少会听到吓、啊、教导讲到啊启示录第三章呢段经文。
But there's no denying this is Jesus' words. Zeal is a command by Jesus. You can't deny that.
呢个系耶稣嘅劝勉，佢话我哋要发热心。
And certainly, I would agree, it's not too popular. And who wants to hear this, right?
可能很多人不是很喜欢听。
And of course, it's so easy for you and I to get cynical, right? Because we live in a day and age where people push back so much when you proclaim the Christ, right?
很多时候我们可能去到另一个极端，因为很多时候人不喜欢人去讲，去宣扬福音。
And especially when you get my age, you get a little cynical. And you say, you know, what's the use of all this hard work, right? When people, you know, could care less.
咁可能你去到年纪嘅时候，你就已经去到一个总结，就系话我哋仲做啲乜嘢咧？仲有咩用处咧？我哋去讲，但系冇乜人听。
Right? Why do we got to persevere and strive to restore things when things are so crumbling all around us?
点解我哋要坚持系要去使到事情系变得好啲咧？当所有嘅嘢都好似开始去破碎破落咁样。
Right, whether it's mending our relationships or working so hard to restore something, you know, that's beautiful or something that, you know, can enhance human endeavors, society.
不论是怎样去修复关系，修复这个社会。
And you know what happens when apathy kicks in? We get middle of the road, right? Middle of the road, lukewarm.
当我使用。开始我哋气馁，觉得冇乜用嘅时候咧，我哋就变得不冷不热。
Of course, you don't want to be a fanatic. A fanatic is that's kind of a looked down upon, and of course, fanatics are rude and insensitive. You don't want to be that, right?
当然，我哋唔想变成一啲狂热嘅分子。咁狂热分子啲人通常咧就觉得佢哋唔系几好嘅。
But a fanatic is sold out for truth.
但是狂热的分子他们对于这个真理是绝对的是认同相信。
But the tarnished or the ugly type of fanaticism, you know what the problem is with that? It's not fanatic in its entirety of all of life.
那这些狂热的分子有到一个地步有问题，就是说因为他们不是生命所有的部分，他们都是狂热的。
Because if you're a fanatic in all of your life, touching everything, you'd be like Jesus, right?
因为如果你对生命所有的各方面都真是狂热的时候，其实你就好像耶稣基督。
But the problem is, we're only fanatical maybe in one or two areas.
但是我们的问题就是说，我们只是生命上面的某一两方面会真系觉得狂热。
And we lack the fanaticism and sensitivity or love or self-sacrifice or humility or wisdom.
但系我哋对于呢个智慧，我哋嘅谦卑啊，我哋对人嘅敏感呢啲方面，我哋并唔狂热。
So that's why you've got to approach things like a diamond cutter.
所以你对于事情咧，就要好似一个啊钻石嘅切割器咁样。
You know, a diamond cutter is a fanatic in a good way.
咁呢个钻石嘅切割器其实系一个好狂热嘅物件，系一个好嘅方向去谂。
If you're not familiar with, I'm sure you are, but just in case, if you're not familiar with a diamond cutter, they need to be precise, or else you ruin the diamond, right? You know, you cut the rock up, you know, it's very very valuable piece of jewelry, right? You got to cut it precisely. You got to be a fanatic. You got to be precise when you have to be really committed to your work, right? Or else it'll ruin the valuable rock.
作为一个钻石嘅切割器，佢要有好仔细、好精细嘅切割嘅方法。如果你一稍一差错咧，你就会去摧毁咗呢嚿钻石。
You know, you got to be thorough in your work as a diamond cutter, or else, hey, you're going to ruin the thing.
你做呢件工作要好彻底、好仔细、好精细，要做到最好。
And so that's the zealous that we need in a good way.
这个就是我们所需要的热心，是我们每一个生命的任何一方面都要有这种的热心。
It's a full-orb zealousy. In every aspect of life, it's having Jesus as your Lord, right?
就是每一方面我们都以耶稣基督做我们的主去发热心。
And that was the success that La Tourette was explaining in his history volumes.
咁呢个拉图教授所形容当时基督教点解会系成功，就系因为咁样。
And of course, Revelation 3 tells us it's not an option. Zealousy is not an option for Christians.
启示录第三章讲我哋听，对于基督徒要发热心，呢个唔系佢哋嘅选项。
So I hope you consider Jesus' words today as you examine your own life.On how you're following Jesus.
所以今天我希望你看一下究竟你怎样去跟随耶稣。
Because there's a lot to do. Obviously, right here. There's a lot to do.
因为是有很多人需要做。
And so, you have to answer that question as the, month, as the days and months proceed ahead.
所以在未来的日子你都要去回答这个问题。
Father, we thank you for your word.
因为我们感谢你的话语。
We are facing the challenge of our future here,
我们是
面对, in the next several months.
在接下来的日子我们面对我们的挑战。
Certainly, a pandemic doesn't help, but we are Christians and called to follow Jesus.
这个疫情并没有去使我们得到任何帮助，但是我们基督徒，我们是神你呼召我们要跟随耶稣基督。
And so Lord, help us to be zealous and to pick up our cross and follow him today.
所以神帮助我们去发热心，让我们去背起我们的十字架去跟随。
We thank you for your word. It's like a corrective parent who loves their children and telling us that if we go astray, it's going to harm us.
我们感谢你的话语，就好像一个教导儿女的父母一样，如果我们走失的时候，我们知道我们会有受伤。
And certainly as we've been learning in Sunday school that your heart is full of mercy.
主，我们知道你的心是充满怜悯。
But Lord, we have to face the reality if we don't see much fruit.
主，我们要看到我们并没有看到有很多的果实。
And we'd have to answer the question, are we zealous enough?
我们要回答这个问题，就是说我们究竟有没有发热心。
And so help us to see that today.
主帮助我们今天看见。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。